Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down. Why? Because we're in the last of the last days to form what Paul calls one new man, one new humanity. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. I am so fascinated by the revelation that God has given Katie Sousa on the subject of, remember Jacob, when the ladder came to him and angels were ascending and descending. She has revelation on not just that, but many places in Scripture, how we can, as she puts it, get above the demonic chatter, go into the glory realm, find out what God wants us to do in a situation, come down, and then do it. And Katie, I have to believe that's the way Jesus was. He said, I only do what I see my Heavenly Father doing. He must have gone into that glory realm.
And I believe we should definitely do the same. Jesus was constantly accessing the things of heaven to get whatever situation he needed to get done.
Oh, you told me about a situation with some farmers that wanted a harvest and how you ascended and what occurred. Tell me about that.
Well, we were on tour and we were in Oklahoma and we were staying at some wheat farmers in Ponca City. And while we were there, we were told of the situation that had been happening to these wheat farmers. For the previous 5 years, they had lost their harvest every year. And it was horrible, Sid, because they hadn't lost their harvest like in the beginning of the season. They had gone through the whole season putting in their time, their energy, their money, their fertilizer, water, pesticides, everything. And then right at the last minute, they would lose the harvest over and over. And the Lord began to minister to me. He said that this year was going to be their sixth year, and they were going to receive the six-year special blessings that it talks about in Leviticus 25. And then I remember one of the farmers said, well, we're believing for that because this year there's extra grains in the mash, which means that there was extra wheat grains on each stalk, so much so that it would multiply the harvest, you know, exponentially. So they were excited, and we were praying against any complications or any loss of the harvest. And we happened to be there right at harvest time. So one night, a huge storm came whipping in. 60-mile-an-hour winds, downpour of rain, and then we heard a report on the radio that there was hail 16 miles away, and it was coming that direction. Now, farmers hate rain, and they hate hail, because if there's too much rain, it can wet the wheat so bad that it'll bow down and won't stand up so they can harvest it. And they hate hail because it'll rip the seed or the grain off the stalk, and then they can't harvest the grain either. So here comes all this weather, and myself and one of my team members and the woman that was hosting us are out in the back on the farm rebuking the storm, commanding it to be still, commanding it to stop, to be quiet, and nothing's happening. And basically right at that point, the Lord reminded me, he said, look, you have the legal right. You're seated in heavenly realms with Christ. You have the legal right to go up there and find out what's going on so that you won't be blindly battling this war. So I excused myself, and I went in the bedroom and laid down and began to prep myself to ascend. And what I mean by that is the first thing I did is I washed myself in the blood of Messiah Jesus, because the scripture is clear that it says that when we receive his blood, that we're washed of all of our sins and trespasses. And then in Ephesians 1, it says, and God will be able to show us the mystery of his plan, which is to unite heaven and earth. So heaven and earth come together at the cross when we're washed in the blood. So I needed to get to heaven from earth, so I washed in the blood to remove anything that might be blocking me. And then I laid down and I used my faith, because in Hebrews it says that Enoch by faith was transferred or transported into heaven. So I used my faith to believe that I had the legal right, because I was seated in heavenly realms, to ascend up and to see what was going on. And I just activated those things, believing that I had the legal right, and up I went.
Now, just out of curiosity, because you've been doing this for a long time, Is it easier for you now than when you first started?
You know what? When you first start, you're kind of like fumbling around. You're not sure exactly how it works. But if you just meditate on what the scriptures say, and we teach that in the teaching that you're offering, but if you just meditate on the truth of the word and you just keep on doing that, you'll find that you'll start to move into it easier and easier every single time you position yourself. God will honor your faith.
Now, is it, this has not happened to me, and so I'm just asking, is it something that you know you're there when you ascend, or is it so by faith that it's a total faith thing, and you could talk yourself out of it if you didn't stay in faith?
Well, I definitely believe that faith is a huge part of it, but I also believe that as you move into it, that you're going to get some kind of indications that you're actually there. I mean, for me, I see what's going on. I'm able to see it. And you know what? I'm not the perfect seer person, people may think. I'm a person that hears a lot from God. So you could be ascending and you could ask God to give you confirmation through a scripture, like put a scripture in my mind, Lord, just prove to me I'm actually there. And you'll hear a verse in your mind. When you go to it, you'll see, wow, it's all about ascending into heaven. You can use your hearing from God skills. You can use your sight. You can have hits on your body. Sometimes I'll just feel like an explosion of heat surrounding my whole body. And I'll know that means I am literally, by my faith, I believe that I am literally in the heavenly realms. So there are all kinds of different indications that you can use to prove to you, wow, this is really happening, and I'm really doing this.
Okay, so you find yourself in this heavenly realm, in this glory realm. You've got this problem. Do you ask about the problem there, or what happened next?
Well, what I did is, as I laid down and announced my legal right, because I'm seated in heavenly realms and used my faith, I said, God, I need to know what's going on in the second heavens above us. So take me there. And I went. I went very quickly, and I was in the storm up in the atmosphere in the second heavens. Well, the second heavens is also the base camp for the enemy, because Satan is called the prince of the power of the air. So he had an assignment up in the second heavens that had been active all those years against that region and those farmers. And when I went up, I was able to see that assignment.
What could you see?
I saw the storm, and I saw two dragons. I saw a red dragon and a black dragon. Later on, I did some research. See, that's another thing. When you have these encounters, you can do research, and it'll prove to you even more that what you experienced was not your imagination, but it actually happened. I looked up the word red and black. The word red means to be indebted, to be owing money. And that's what had happened to those farmers. That red dragon's assignment was to cause those farmers to go all through the whole year spending their money, buying new equipment, getting their pesticides and everything else, so that they would be deep in debt and then not be able to get their harvest right at the last minute, so that they would be in the red, indebted. And then that black dragon, I looked up the word black, and one of the meanings was to be an area blackened with drought. And that's what had happened. Through those years of the disappointment of the loss of the harvest, that area had been blackened with drought. The farmers were owing money. They had hawked all their mortgages, and they were deep in debt. And that area had been blackened with drought. They were becoming poorer and poorer as the years went by. So those were the assignment of the enemy in the second heavens. And God let me see that through the tool of ascending. And you know what? One thing about being ascending up in the heavens, is that things are so easy. It's like we couldn't stop that storm when we were down on the ground looking up. But once I was in heaven, in the second heavens, it was easy. I had a sword with me. I took it out. I took 3-4 swipes tops at that red dragon, and he came tumbling down to the ground. He hit the ground and was like flapping his wings going, ah! And then I turned around and one swipe took out that black dragon, and he fell down the ground and the same thing. And when I came back down...
Now, when you say one swipe, what do you mean?
I took my sword, and with one cut, I was able to kill that dragon. Now, think how easy that is. I mean, if we would have kept praying on the ground, I would have been...
You're almost like praying in the blind.
Yes.
When you're doing it on the ground.
Exactly. It's like praying in the blind. But when you go, and I couldn't see it when I was down there, but when I went up, I could see it. And it was easy. It was over quickly. I mean, I've noticed that every time I do war, I've done war with witches and other demonic powers. And every time I do war and I go up, it's fast and it's easy.
Okay, you take the sword. Now, where'd you get the sword that you cut off the dragon's head with?
Well, you know what? It's almost like when you ascend. Remember, what's in the heavenly realms? Everything you need for anything, right? Every tool, every provision, every cure for every disease, everything. And it's like as soon as you put your faith on the fact that you can ascend, it's like every tool is just automatically there. It was like I looked down and, wow, I just had a sword. God knew I needed it, and he provided me with it without me even having to ask.
So tell me what these farmers had to say after they had their harvest.
Oh, it was awesome. When I came back down, I saw a perfectly golden, dry wheat field ready to harvest with a big, huge Liberty Bell in the middle of it. And about 3 days later, the farmers went out and they harvested. And the woman that was there hosting us did a little research on the Liberty Bell. She called me up. She said, "Did you know there's a scripture on the Liberty Bell?" And I said, "I didn't know that. What is it?" She goes, "It's from the same chapter as what you told us about the six-year special blessings coming to us. It's from Leviticus 25.
You know, Mishpucha, this explains how Jesus operated. This was normal for Jesus, and this is abnormal for most Christians. But the thing I love about Katie Sousa's 5-CD teaching is that she'll teach you step by step how you can ascend, get the information of what's going on in your life, the answers to some questions, and then bring it down to earth and just implement what is going on heaven on earth. It's so simple. You need help to get confused. There's a lot of help around. So I want you to get these 5 CDs, Ascending into the Supernatural and Banking in the Glory, available for donation of $25. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.